For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big, 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 big game this weekend.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. Coming up as soon as this segment ends, we will be hooking somebody up with a $25 Visa gift card. My man over here is shaking it off. He said, "Damn it, that's not the one I want to win." He is shaking it off. But no, your chance to win a $25 Visa gift card. We have two of those. We're hooking somebody up with, as well as 3 4-pack tickets to see the University of Houston take on Texas A&M college basketball at the Fertitta Center, an exhibition game. All proceeds go to anyone who was affected by Hurricane Beryl, and the big one that this guy is going to hang in there. I'm with you, man. I feel like there's a rule. Like my man here, a couple of people here, if you sit here through the entire four, if you're here in the 2 o'clock hour,
yep,
the 3 o'clock hour, the 4 o'clock hour, and the 5, I feel
should
like
get an entry per hour.
I think you should get to add your name more. I think only early. I personally, because my man right here, he'll be hot if somebody roll in here at about 5:15. Oh, Charlie won.
Charlie, why'd you go with Charlie?
I don't know. His first name came to my head.
Hold on, Joe.
Evan won. Ashley won. Gail.
I told you.
Gail, that's Linda's middle name.
Linda Gail. Gail won. Huh? How about it? No. But no, come on out. 5 o'clock hour, the big one. A pair of tickets to see the Texans host on Sunday Night Football, the Detroit Lions. Also, Bud Light, who this is courtesy of all this courtesy of Bud Light. Bud Light also will add a pair of wristbands where you can get in a little tailgate action, some food and drinks as well attached to that. So come on out, put your name in the raffle box if you have not done so. All right, fellas and people, you can jump in on this as well on the text line 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I just think sometimes in sports we do this, we overcomplicate things, and you know there's a situation on this team where we're looking and you're like, yeah, I know they're 5-2, and I know you're in this thought they're 5-2, but it's not. They're not playing to the level or to the standard in some cases that you're expecting them to play at. And this offense would be one you expected them to do more. Derek Stingley is another. Some in that on that defense you expected more from. Would you say, Clint, that this potentially is just a thing where, yeah, there's a lot of issues, but not a lot. There are some issues. But is this one where the Texans' top players, they're difference makers. There are some guys, the guys on this team that are difference makers have to start producing that way. I mean, is it as simple as that? Because to me, Clint, I think there are about 8 to 10 guys, some may disagree with, some may agree, that I think are difference makers. Guys on this that are part of this organization that are different. CJ, Mixon, Nico, Tunzel, Diggs, Tank, you know, based off what he has done early. Maybe some people might disagree with Tank. I know I talked about this with Tyler earlier. He said he probably wouldn't put Tank on that list yet. But Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, Stingley, and I think D'Amico and Slowick. I think as you talk about, you know, with the polos on the sideline, I think they have been difference makers. Hell, I mean, Bobby Slowick, you were excited because you thought he was going to be a head coach, that he stayed. And obviously, D'Amico, I think, is one of the top three to five defensive minds in the game. If you look at those 10 guys, how many of those guys, Clint, do you think have played to the expectation or exceeded it? That that potentially you had coming into the season. I mean, if you look at that list, I think Mixon is a part of that. I think Nico's a part of that. I'd say Will Anderson's a part of that. I don't know. Maybe CJ has been. I don't know if you would put him there. And I think people thought he might be a top five quarterback. It just seems like if you run through that list of those guys that are supposed to be difference makers, I don't think a lot of them are playing to the expectations that I think many people have.
Yeah, look, I'd go with five of the ten you have listed. I'd go CJ, Mixon, Nico, Will Anderson, and D'Amico. I think those five guys.
That's fair. D'Amico is a core. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, given what they have to work with, I think those five guys have gone above and beyond what they're asked to do week in, week out. The other guys I think have either fell short or failed miserably at this point in time. And so, I hope that the kind of the way you're couching it of, is it just about the guys that are supposed to be difference makers actually being difference makers? I hope that's the case. We talked about the stuff yesterday that Seth Payne pointed out of guys just quitting, guys being lazy, it being systemic and it being a disease, and these guys are just like, I hope that is all just a one game deal and what D'Amico and Nick and everybody's preaching of, we'll just move beyond this and keep it moving kind of deal. I hope that's the answer. And guys just playing better on Sunday. I hope that is the answer. My fear is that it's not. But, you know, again, we'll see. I think what we're talking about from a difference-making type guys playing better, I think that's enough to beat Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I think it's enough to go replay this schedule and be 5-2 again. I don't know that it's good enough as we look at this Indianapolis team right now winning four of their last five. As we look at the Lions coming down the pike that are one of the best teams in football right now, like I don't – it's damn sure not enough against those football teams.
Yeah, text line coming in. Tank doesn't deserve to be a part of this list as a difference maker. I don't know, man.
That's my guy.
I don't know. I know, Tyler, we talked about this week. You were saying maybe you would kind of leave him off a bit.
I was a little hesitant for Tank.
Yeah, he's a big play guy, and a guy at times. I thought it was a fair conversation between him and Nico at times, who was the number one guy, who was the number one receiver.
Look,
catch
the damn touchdown last week, and the game's totally different. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know if you necessarily have him. He's probably the 10th guy on this list of game changers kind of deal. If he is on the list, but when it's all said and done. The point, I think, is very valid. Like, this team needs Tank Dell to play well.
Yeah.
I mean, and he has fell short of expectations to date. Regardless of what they're asking him to do, regardless of the opportunities that he's getting, he's fell short.
People texting in, Stingley, Tunzel, and Hunter are the ones that really jump out that haven't met it. Yeah, those three, the Hunter and Stingley – like I thought that was maybe all pro kind of conversation that those, yeah, especially those two guys potentially would be at, and yeah, you're right, like they are ones that have, I'd say, haven't really come close to meeting. Tunzel too have not come close to meeting the expectations, and it is like if Tunzel was playing to the level that you expect Tunzel to be, which would be one of the best tackles in football, I think it changes the way the offensive line is, which is thought to be the biggest problem.
Well, I mean, look, I hate to keep beating this dead horse, but it's just the reality of it. I mean, if you know, he his own words in the offseason was looking forward to being a leader and a mentor and helping these young guys and all that. If he was remotely close to even efforting that right there, then I think this football team would be better. But it's not. I mean, he's not playing well as one of the highest paid left tackles in the game. He's not playing well as the highest paid player on this team. He's not, you know, he's not from that leadership and mentor role. He's not, you know, he's not living up to that kind of deal. So, yeah, I mean, clearly he needs to play better.
Yeah, he's got to play better. But, yeah, I think that's a – that's potentially a big piece of it, is these guys that you count on, your guys, and hopefully in this game, a critical game against the Colts, those guys start to step up and make plays. All right, as we roll through from the text line, as I keep getting called, sir, somebody texted in, yeah. Ron sounds like he wears Hawaiian shirts and khaki shorts with sandals and a fedora.
Boy Ron?
That's not it. That's impossible. There's no way in God's green earth that I sound anything like that.
Five-lined-ass tennis shoes.
I mean, a lot of folks do think you're a white guy.
That's it.
And a lot of folks think you, Clint, are a black fella.
Yep.
Well, we're talking about Ron right now.
Yeah.
I know. I just find it ironic. Quite humorous.
So, I mean, I'm just saying that the Birkenstocks and khaki shorts and palm tree shirts may
most
not,
of those
I mean,
are
I,
white people who think I'm a white guy.
Is that what's Andy the, Reid?
I don't think that is the case. I think every last individual, which it happened a lot when you were out, by the way, randomly.
Oh, did it when I was out?
Yeah. I think every one of them that brought you into the equation thought that we were flipped.
Yeah, fedora, Hawaiian shirt, and fedora.
And by the way, I think only one of them was a white guy.
Yeah. Whatever. You know, whatever. Whatever sounding black is or white is. But no, man, I don't want no damn fedora. No, to sound like that. I don't sound like I sound like I look like Andy Reid.
You'll put on a floral shirt and a fedora.
You got
blonde tips for crying out loud. You'll damn sure put a fedora on.
I'm not a fedora.
Hold on, Joe.
Oh, are you not?
Never.
Not a hat guy?
I'm a hat guy. I just never banged a fedora. Not my deal. I couldn't see you in one. Not a fedora, not a Kango guy.
I'm not either.
Yeah. Yeah, from text line, Ron does big sound white, LOL, whatever.
Big sound.
Big sound white. Big sound.
Man, he's lost a lot of weight. Shut up.
Yeah. Damn.
Look at Tyler, got your back, man.
goes hard at the paint. All right. What was hold on. Patrick Creighton, who I was with a little bit earlier today, I apparently my man didn't took off work and he took off work for a canceled concert. I have got to hear
Ron Hewley.
What the hell? Because I may be having to buy my man a bottle of whiskey here soon if Jake Myers comes through. I got to hear this. Area 45, you should be checking out every single night here with Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago, as they do a hell of a job 8 to midnight. Here is him talking about him ditching work on Monday.
Yeah, here we go. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Sean Bajani, and guess who is back? From Judas Priest, Patrick Creighton. He is here tonight. Judas Priest last night, by the way? We're dying to know how Judas Priest was.
It got canceled.
Oh, did it really?
They announced it got canceled really? Like in the morning.
Look at the honesty that we're getting here from PC.
Well.
Yeah, well. Like, it got canceled in the morning.
Dude, I was so frickin'.
Like, just far too close to call. Like, it got canceled in the morning, so PC was like, yeah, you know
I already had the day off.
Just
so
not going to be able to make it in.
I was just going to keep my day off.
So it's like, that rat bastard, like, decided to take the night off anyway.
Well, I mean, I had the day off, so, you know, everything was already in place. There's no reason to rock the cradle.
Sorry, me and Spo had a great time last night.
I figured you would.
All right, there's so many things here. One, I swear to God, Tyler, I refuse to listen to this because I want to hear it on the air clean. The first thing is I wanted to know what concert did he go to, and that was the first
the bill.
That was that one and Judas Priest. Bam, that's it. Because I bet Patrick was ready to rock that thing out, boy.
I ain't got Judas Priest.
Patrick's a rocker, man. He's a headbanger.
I've heard of the band. I feel like I can't tell you any of their songs. I feel like if I heard it, oh, okay, that's Judas Priest. I bet you they've got songs that I've heard of. But I just first wanted to see, because he's not quite hair band. Like, he's not like Poison rock. But yeah, like that. I want to hear that first.
That's my first concert.
Poison? No, it wasn't.
Swear to God.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, well, I was about
Brett
12.
Michaels and Poison.
I was about 12. My buddy's parents were big fans. And he asked me to go, and I was like, hell, I guess.
I don't have this.
I saw Poison last year with Motley Crue.
Okay, the big white guy right here has never seen Poison. I just want to make that clear.
Well, I went for Motley Crue, though. They just happen to be there.
Yeah, I'm out.
Check
I'm
that.
Out.
I have not seen Motley Crue also as well. Although
I'm out on both of them.
Although I know a lot more about Motley Crue than I would let on because I'm not big into music, but I am really into the documentaries. And I know way too much about both Poison and
Motley Crue's life was a little weird.
That would not have been on my bingo card. Clint's first concert.
I was so young that my buddy's parents were big fans, and I don't know why, but they were taking their son, and he was like, hey, man, you want to go with us? I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Why they would take a kid that age, two kids that age.
Probably blew you away. I bet they were showing.
Everybody was smoking dope, and I mean, it was wild,
I bet
man.
they were showing Texans Ticket Tuesdays all
over
the place. Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Ticket Tuesdays everywhere, yeah.
It is a Texans Ticket This is a little Judas Priest for y'all.
This is breaking the law. Okay, I got it now. I got that chorus.
Did not see.
Oh my God! Hey, I bet he was going to rock the hell out of this song. Oh, I bet he was. And second, 713-572-4610.
If you just took me in a place that was playing this, I couldn't get outside quick enough.
Yeah, I got to be
hammered.
Drunk.
I don't care how drunk you got me in a place like that. In fact, the more drunk, the more intoxicated I am, the more likely I am to make an ass of myself as I exit.
You're getting me football warning.
No, I'm out on that.
Side note: my first concert, MC Hammer and Jodeci and
Strong
and Boys to Men. Side note
that's
on that
a strong three.
Side note on that: Boys to Men wasn't able to perform because their manager had just gotten killed. So Jodeci stepped in and performed. Jodeci and they did Boys
MVP.
That was solid.
You know, Casey was like, "All right, yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Come on, y'all. Damn, we got to do all this." They came out of it. Oh, that was my first. By the way, y'all got a problem with when he found out it was canceled in the morning. Their show starts at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Bajani
actually said that he saw it was canceled the night before, later in that conversation.
Like I think I call Park Park and say, yeah, I think I'm gonna be good tonight. Like I think I come in.
The evening's opened up a bit, boss.
Because I was supposed to go to Disney World earlier this month, but I came back in and on the day, so I think I would have called with 12 hours.
It depends for me. If it were, no, like if I had
he
plans,
said I already had the day.
No, like if I had the day off and I had plans to take my wife to dinner and a concert or something, and all of a sudden the concert got canceled, I would probably take advantage of the off day and the arrangements being made and have a great night with my bride. It's probably what I would do. I wouldn't view it as like, oh hell, I got the day off. Screw it, man. I'm just going to chill. I mean, no, I'd probably save that off day for something. I tell you what I'd do. I would call Park and say, hey,
you need me?
I mean, here's the situation, man. I ain't got no problem with coming in. If you want me to go ahead and jump in there, it's cool. If you want to just roll with the accommodations you made, go ahead. Let me know what you need. That would probably be my approach. But where I'm at right now, with how often I get to date my bride these days, I would damn sure do my
Tyler, you think that's what the scenario was for him? You think he was going dinner and Judas Priest with his bride?
I don't know, honestly. It's possible, but I don't know about that one, PC. I don't know.
What do you do at
dinner before you go to a Judas Priest concert? Like, that's not normal. That's not just a quiet, nice dinner with your wife.
All right, let's come back with this. 713-572-4610. If you're in Houston, where is the restaurant that you go to prior to a Judas Priest concert? I feel like there's a restaurant you go to prior to Chris Stapleton. I feel like there's a restaurant you go to prior to Bum B.
I mean, I'm easing into those.
What's the restaurant you go to? The first thing came to my mind was Coney Dogs, but I don't know. Wherever it is that you that's it.
Bang maybe out, some nuts.
Some Coney Dog stands is the first thing. All right. I said this earlier. I do want to get this off my chest coming up. I am actually really surprised by the outcome of this with one of the Texans players. We'll discuss that coming up next.
That week, Sim dropped tackles.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends in Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, near Willowbrook Mall,
right off Tomball Parkway. Another man who was disrespecting me came in, called me show and then sir. Said, I'm going to call you one of them. I'm going to call you show or I'm going to call you sir. Now, you over there laughing so hard, your shoulders are shaking. Just Ron, there you go. There you go. But come on out. Even him, he can enter the raffle and win so many things that we have available. Coming up again, we're going to hook somebody up after this next segment with a four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston take on Texas A&M for an exhibition basketball game at the Fertitta Center. So that's coming up as soon as this segment ends. Go ahead and get your name in the raffle box, and you'll have a chance to win that. Our guy, Patrick Creighton, co-host of Area 45, almost every night here on Sports Radio 610. And they'll be on tonight from 8 to midnight.
Thursday night football. They have the night off.
Wow, they got the night off. And he should have had his ass at work. he knew he had Monday.
More reason he should have been at work.
He knew he had Monday for Monday night football off, and now he got Thursday night off. But Patrick Creighton got himself going to Judas Priest. Well, he meant to. And as Clint said, you know, hey, he liked a little dinner with his bride and then go to a concert. Where do you go to eat in Houston with your bride prior to
before you go to straight headbanging show.
Before you go to Judas Priest, where you go? We've got some people.
That's not just a normal quiet dinner with your bride, is it?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Someone text in churches.
I don't get it.
Church's chicken?
Well, I know what Church's chicken is. I just don't get it.
Cadillac Bar, Go-Go's, Hell's Kitchen.
I mean, we got to go somewhere where, like, I can sit very near the bar and like, be in an environment where I can just, I mean, hammer drinks as well as just eat whatever they throw in front of me and get good and ready to rock and roll.
Any truck stop, someone said, that's just one. You just go to the concession stand at the venue.
I don't know. I could see.
Willie's Ice House. Good God.
Like, how big is Judas Priest? Were they playing at Toyota Center?
No. Were they?
Oh, man. May have been the Pavilion.
The Pavilion? Was it? I'd have to look it up. They had NRG. What's the NRG Arena? That had written all over me.
It would have to be the bar.
Smart Financial Center.
They're in Sugar Land.
That was in Sugar Land, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That changes what I was fixing to say.
Saw Anthony Hamilton there.
If it was the Toyota Center, I would go. what's Pat Green's joint right there? Rustic.
The Rustic's a good pre-concert spot.
The Rustic,
but for Judas Priest.
Yes, the Rustic Bar. Yeah, it with like-minded people, yeah, we could get good and rowdy in there. Yeah, there's no question. You get some other headbangers in there. Yeah, you even ask them, hey, you mind throwing a little Judas Priest on the system real quick? By the way, are y'all when you go to a concert?
Well, I don't want to listen to it first.
I do.
Do you?
That's what I was going to ask. Day of concert, if you're going to a concert one night, day of concert, are you rocking whoever you're going to hear that night?
Oh yeah, I'll take it a step further. I look up the set list.
Yeah, Tyler cheats. Yeah, we've heard about you looking at the
set list. I'm not a big set list guy, but I will when I want to be surprised.
I want to be.
You don't listen to him the day of?
I don't listen to him the day of because I want to go in there and just get it. But I definitely don't want the set list.
You don't want to go to a concert with me. I'll pick you up and I will. Whoever we're going to see will be blaring, and we're going all the way there. We're going to listen to.
I'm a chill. Man.
Greatest hits, man.
Like if I'm going to go see Kings of Leon or Kendrick Lamar, I'm gonna stay off of it. Yeah, no, I'm gonna go somewhere else.
We like to ride separate. You got to Uber
somewhere else, and then get in there and really feel it. I don't want to peek. I don't want to peek too high on that. All right. Willie's Ice House. It is. All right. Clint, I gotta say this, and I may be alone on this. Some people may not agree with this, but I gotta be honest, Clint. I gotta get this off my chest. I am surprised not only how good Joe Mixon has been. I'm surprised of the value and importance that he has brought to this team. All right, like they're a completely different offensive team when he's not on the field. Clint, I knew he'd be an upgrade over Singletary, right? And I knew, especially at 28, we'll see how long he's able to to continue to play at the level he is. But I did not think he would have this much value to this team. I did not think it was like, because if Joe Mixon did not play in that game Sunday, they, as many times as the Packers turned the ball over, they would have got routed if he didn't play in that game. It is a completely different ball game when other running backs are playing in the game when he's not there. Their running game has been in the toilet when he's not there. I know you were very high on Joe Mixon. I know you were saying you think he's the most talented back that's ever strapped him up for the Texans. But are you at all surprised how important, how good Joe Mixon has been for the Texans this early?
I'm not surprised how good he's been. I clearly had some very, very high opinions of Joe Mixon. And no, so I'm not surprised with how good he's been. I am surprised at how important he is to this team's success. I thought at this point that there would be a product up front in the run game that would allow, kind of like, not necessarily comparing him to San Francisco, but like San Francisco in a sense of, I thought they would be good enough to where when you plug in a backup running back, you can still go get 100 yards. Right now, without Joe Mixon, everything looks awful, and then you plug him in, and all of a sudden he goes and gets 100 yards. By the way, one of three backs in the NFL right now that's averaging 100 yards or more per game, Joe Mixon is right now. You got Derrick Henry's averaging .125, and then you got Saquon Barkley at 110 a game, and then you got Joe Mixon at 100.3 a game. Joe Mixon is a top three back in the NFL when he's healthy.
I didn't see that.
I didn't see him carrying the Texans the way he did last week.
God to honest, I never thought this, and you could tell me if you two think I'm wrong on this. I think in the first 7 weeks of the season, he's proven to be as important as CJ.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like, obviously, if you take CJ away,
the way they're playing right now, he's more important than CJ.
Yeah, I'm just saying the first 7 weeks, I know he's missed games, which to me has pushed his value up, pinch your stock up on Nico Collins. Well, he's missed games, but he is to me shown to be damn near just as important as C.J. Stroud. I would have never thought that. I would have never thought that right now, because right now as we sit through 7 weeks, Clint, the offense is really kind of predicated on if Joe Mixon is there or not. it is crazy to me. And someone also texted in, and Mixon nailed the first shot at the Rockets game last night as well. So, yeah, he did that too. But, I did not think he'd be, as you saying, when he's healthy, him, Derrick Henry, and Saquon Barkley. I did not think that, hey, man, we can't throw the ball. All right, all our offense is going to be against the Packers on the road is running the football with Joe Mixon. Just something that caught me by surprise. All right, coming up, as we do each and every Thursday, Tyler's Turd List. I'm certain there's going to be some guys that are going to fall on this where Tyler lets us know a little bit more about that as well. So we'll get to Tyler's Turd List.
We all make them, but you got to work really hard to be one.
Well said. Well said right there, Clint. Now I'm hyped.
Let's go! We all make them, but you got to... All right, there it is. Tyler's Turd List coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we have had a second winner, congratulations, as... A lot for you to pick up here. As we'll be here till 6 o'clock, you have a chance to win multiple tickets. We just hooked up somebody with four tickets to see U of H and Texas A&M. Little exhibition basketball. And listen, Houston is a top five team, and A&M is up there as well, a top 25 team. So this actually should be a really good matchup between two good teams in college basketball. We will hook somebody up with two more four-pack tickets to that game. So hang out with us. Stay tuned. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, the big one, the Lions-Texans tickets, a pair of those as well. All right, before we get to Tyler's turd list, Clint, I got a little would you rather here in terms of college football. And I'd like anybody else to jump in as well, YouTube and Twitch, the text line as well. Clint, a little would you rather. Two teams, two universities that have great tradition, have been national champions. Hell, just last year was thought to be one of the best teams in the country that are struggling right now and I think have a great chance for both to be open after this year. If you're a coach in college football, Clint, and anybody out there listening as well, you can chime in on this. Who would you rather have? Which job would you rather have? Would you rather have Florida or Florida State?
I'd rather have Florida State.
Yeah, than Florida? Yeah, SEC, there's stability in the SEC with Florida, but I'm with you. Florida State ain't going to get left out nowhere. They're too big where they're finding their way. So you'd rather be in Tallahassee than Gainesville?
Yeah, I'd rather be in Tallahassee than Gainesville. I would rather play an ACC schedule than an SEC schedule all day, every day, twice on Sunday. I think you can ultimately recruit, and whether recruiting is transfer portal or high school students, I think you can – whatever you can do at Florida, you can do at Florida State. I think that's been proven over time. I know the landscape has changed a lot, and really Florida State's had more success since its landscape changed so much with this NIL and portal stuff, with what they were able to do last year. But I would go with Florida State, man. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm a little biased. I mean, Florida State was where there was one point in my life when I was younger. That's where I wanted to, if I could pick, that's where I wanted to go to school, man. Yeah. Florida State, back in the day, doing that in the stands with that chop tomahawk. Yeah, that was it right there, man.
Yeah, two guys here on YouTube and Twitch. Jarrett Gators Champs Light said, "I'd rather go Florida, less tradition to follow up with, and I don't have to worry about the shadow of Bobby Bowden." Also, FSU just got screwed last year. SEC gets respect. Well, with now champ and 12 teams get in, the screwing is less likely to happen with Florida State. But Florida State, you would say it won when it's with NIL. It's becoming more right now. It does feel like Florida State may be easier to turn around with the schedule that Clint talked about. And just last year, Clint, hell, they were unbeaten? until they just got absolutely thrashed by Georgia, and they had a ton of injuries to important pieces. So they were just last year one of the – and would have been in the college football playoff if their quarterback hadn't gotten injured, or their second quarterback hadn't gotten injured.
Yeah, I mean that
it's probably quicker to turn it around.
Yeah, that was – I mean, that was tough. Just, I mean, bad year last year of a 4-team playoff where they damn sure would have been in if a 12-team playoff with or without their quarterback. But, boy, what a – I agreed with it, by the way. I agreed with the move of not letting Florida State in without their quarterback. I mean, you're talking about a dual threat guy that was a huge part of their offense, and their offense just was not the same after that. They were not one of the best teams in the country after that. So I agree with the common sense approach when common sense is necessary. But boy, what a rough run for Mike Norvell, because now the wheels have come off. I think they've won one game.
They just lost to Duke. Yeah. They're losing to teams they've never even.
I don't know if it was a joke or not, but I think I just saw where that DJ Ungalele, the quarterback, where he decided to retire from football and work on getting his CDL.
That can't be true.
I don't know if it was true or not, but I thought, damn! I said, how much work you got to do to get your CDL? Like I don't know. I mean, is he trying to? I didn't know what he was trying to do.
Man, my dad got it pretty quick. He is not leaving. That is not. He's going to coach or something. He is not going.
I think he is retired. He is retired from the game, man.
He ain't driving no J.B. Hunt.
That's what it said, man.
No, that can't be true.
You know those.
I'd put him on the turd list if that's. I'm sorry. That's wrong. that's the move.
Which medal?
If I'm Mike Norvell, I can't let you do that, son. I can't let you. Now you want to retire, dude? I cannot let you. I can't let you, Rich, let you retire so you're driving trucks.
I had a double take. I had to read it again. I was like, damn, what?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on here?
That's wild. On that note, let's get to Tyler's turd list.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it, baby. Who's the bronze, baby? We got bronze, silver, and gold on Tyler's turd list. Let's hear it, baby.
Yes, you know, we got a full podium on a Thirsty Thursday. It's Tyler's Turds of the Week. Bronze medal. And if you're watching us on YouTube and Twitch, I do have the Golden Turd Trophy in hand. But this week's bronze medal on the turd list, it is one of Sports Radio 610's own. This happens from time to time. Hate to do it, but like I say, it's my job to call out this behavior. It's one of our own. It's his second appearance on the podium for Turds of the Week. We talked about it a bit ago. I'm not going to play it in full, but if you missed it, this was Area 45's Patrick Creighton on last night's show talking about why old Patrick Creighton PC missed Area 45's show on Monday.
Yeah, here we go. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Sean Bajani, and guess who is back? From Judas Priest, Patrick Creighton. He is here tonight. Judas Priest last night, by the way? We're dying to know how Judas Priest was.
It got canceled.
Oh, did it really?
They announced it got canceled really? Like in the morning.
Look at the honesty that we're getting here from PC.
Well.
Yeah, well. Like, it got canceled in the morning.
Dude, I already had the day off.
Not going to be able to make it in.
I was just going to keep my day off.
Yes, that audio you just heard, that was last night on our late night programming. The fellas of Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton is the one getting this turd medal.
I listened to it again. I don't think he ever gave any consideration.
No, he didn't. Absolutely not.
Like it never even thought, well, man, maybe since I'm about to slide in, Pat, like, nah, man, I'm out.
not 1 second did he be like, man, I'm going to go ahead and do Bajani
as solid. Never entered his mind. No. So, Patrick, I'm sorry. This is Patrick's second appearance. And also, I did a little research, boys. Talked with old Patrick, my co-host from the Big Orange Wagon, Astros Talk podcast, presented by Odyssey. You can check out anywhere you get your podcast, by the way. But I talked to Patrick. He was going to the concert. Obviously, didn't go. But he was going with his daughter. It wasn't a date night. He was going with his daughter because it's her favorite band. So, I did a little research. Sorry, Patrick. You're getting the bronze medal. Y'all think it's fair? Are we good there?
Yeah.
That sounds like a good.
I've seen his daughter. I'm telling you what, that is some influence right there.
That sounds like a good save.
He pushed Judas Priest on her. That is some influence right there. There ain't no way she didn't get that from him. No way.
Oh, zero chance.
Had to have done that. Good for him.
All right, Patrick. There you go, man. A bronze medal. I think you got a silver last time, so maybe you can get the gold next week. Silver medal on Tyler's Turds of the Week here on The Drive's Thirsty Thursday, live from Buffalo Wild Wings up off Tomball Parkway. Silver medal, it's going to a fella, a football player, former football player. He at one point won Rookie of the Year, I believe, for the Tennessee Titans as a quarterback. And he at one point wore that nasty-ass color on College Football Saturdays, that baby puke poop.
Okay.
Burnt orange, nasty ass color that is not aesthetically pleasing to anyone who has good eyes. I'm talking about Vince Young. He's getting the silver medal on Turds of the Week this time. Because I don't know if y'all saw this, but this came out yesterday. The Southeastern Conference announced Tuesday that Vince Young has been selected as a member of the 2024 SEC Football Legends class, the 16-man class, which includes one former player from each team currently in the conference, blah, blah, blah. Will be honored later on this year.
One of them.
Yeah. And see, that one makes sense. What are we doing? Vince Young was a Big 12 guy. Like, he did, in all seriousness aside, I mean, I sports hate the hell out of the Longhorns and that burnt orange and that stupid cow and everything that goes with it. But in all seriousness, like, Vince Young was great. I know this. Why should I? Dude, all SEC squad?
But why are you giving it to Vince? This should be on the committee.
Well, I mean, he's the one who got put on it. It's his name. I don't see any committee members. They can split the medal if they want. That's fine. It's just a silver. It's not this precious gold turd I have in my hand.
The committee. Vince didn't put himself on it.
Well, he's working uphill from the start with this because he's a Longhorn.
You just can't stand it. He put Vince on the turd list because somebody else voted Vince to be an
yes. So sorry, VY, you Titan, you Longhorn. He was a member of two of the squads that I can't stand the most. Vince Young gets the silver medal. And you know what? Sure, the committee can split it with him. What are y'all doing, all SEC team Vince Young?
I want you to give it to who you want to give it to. I just want to simply point out that you gave it to Vince Young. Yes. For just seeing Vince Young.
Hey, I'm sorry. You can be all Big 12. Get the hell out of my conference. All right, we got to wrap this up, but real quick, we do have a golden turd to give away on Tyler's Turds of the Week. My sports hatred for the Longhorns is evident and pretty positive. The Longhorns and the burnt orange are at the top of my sports hate list, but in a very, very, very close second are those bitches up in the Bronx that wear pinstripes on the baseball diamond. I'm talking about those New York Yankees, those Yankee turds. If you missed it, this week, manager of the Yanks, who are going to the World Series, manager of the Yanks, Aaron Boone, and his weasel-looking ass. He couldn't get the daddy Astros out of his mind.
How about winning the pennant? How does that mean to you? Let me hear.
It means a lot, and I hate the 15-year thing because it doesn't. It completely forgets and discounts that some other organization cheated us when we were all the way in the end. You know, if you knew what was going on, I don't think they would be advancing at that during that time thing. I think we would have been advancing. So I hate that 15-year thing because I don't think it accurately reflects history.
Well, you can think in one hand and just take the evidence, the facts, and the statistics in another, Aaron Boone. Stop being a bitch, Aaron Boone.
Is that Aaron or is it Brian Cashman? Is that the GM or is it?
I think it's Cashman.
Is that Cashman?
Aaron Boone's a bitch too. Brian Cashman, the GM, put this squad together.
I knew you were going to leave.
I even had it tagged out right. I don't know why I
knew
I was
you were
going
to leave Aaron Boone off of it.
Yeah.
He called Aaron
that
a
was a Freudian slip, as they say. They're all pieces of you-know-what. Stop being a bitch, Cashman.
He did. Hey man, he said, man, I'm about to lose my. I almost lost my job.
Good luck
with these. What he called cheaters.
Yeah. Shut the hell up. In case, we'll wrap it up with this. If you had forgotten, 2022 Astros 4-game sweep of the Yankee bitches in the ALCS. See ya. 2019 ALCS again. Astros take out the Yankees 4-2 by pinstripes. If you remember, that's a Chapman smile game, looking like an idiot when Altuve walked him off. 2017 on the way to a World Series. Astros 4-3 in the ALCS by Yankee bitches. And 2015, way before they were even supposed to be good in the wild card round, the Astros took the bitch ass Yankees out. So Cashman, Aaron Boone, all love you up there in the Bronx. Stop being a bitch and hold this golden turd trophy. That's it for this week, boys.
Golly, man. I hope I had the earmuffs on around the building.
Yeah, I did say that B word a few times, huh?
Bobby Slowick, if you're worried about how the Texans finished last week, Bobby Slowick spoke today, and Bobby Slowick took the bullet, y'all. We'll have that audio as well as Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio tees up our opponent this week, the Indianapolis Colts, offensively and defensively. Just a little something on each unit that your Houston Texans are up against this week. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.